Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 4, The History of the Ark and the Tabernacle. Tuesday, Related Verses. Exodus 25, verses 10 and 11. And thee shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and outside you shall overlay it, and you shall make a rim of gold upon it all around. Romans 3, verses 25 and 26. Whom God set forth as a propitiation place through faith in his blood, for the demonstrating of his righteousness, in that in his forbearance God passed over the sins that had previously occurred, with a view to the demonstrating of his righteousness in the present time, so that he might be righteous and the one who justifies him who is of the faith of Jesus. Philippians 3 verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Hebrews 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. 2 Peter 1 verse 4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. Hebrews 2 verse 17. Hence he should have been made like his brothers in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Hebrews 9 verse 4. Having a golden altar and the ark of the covenant covered about everywhere with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. 1 John 2 verse 2. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. 1 John 4 verse 19. We love because he first loved us. Related reading. The ark was not made of gold. It was made of acacia wood, which signifies Christ's humanity, strong in character and high in standard. Christ's humanity is the basic element, the basic substance, for him to be God's testimony. Christ became the embodiment of God's testimony in his humanity. The acacia wood was overlaid with gold both inside and outside. This signifies the divine nature mingled with the human nature, God and man becoming one. This also signifies that the divine nature penetrates the human nature and also rests on the human nature so that it may be expressed through the human nature. If only the outside of the ark had been overlaid with gold, this would have signified joining instead of mingling. Mingling is signified by the fact that the acacia wood was overlaid with gold both inside and outside. The acacia wood was between two layers of gold. This is mingling. Exodus 25 verse 17 says, And you shall make an expiation cover of pure gold. This expiation or propitiatory cover was the lid of the ark. The Lord Jesus made propitiation for our sins to reconcile us to God by satisfying God's righteous demands on us. The Lord Jesus is also the propitiatory sacrifice for our sins. Christ is not only the one who reconciles us to God by fulfilling God's requirements and appeasing Him, but He is also the propitiatory sacrifice. In Romans 3, verse 25, Paul says that Christ is our propitiation place. This means that Christ is also the very place where God is able to meet with us, His redeemed people, and talk to us. Therefore, Christ is the one who propitiates. He is the propitiatory sacrifice, and He is the propitiatory cover, the place where God and His redeemed people meet together. Exodus 25, verse 18 says, "And you shall make two cherubim of gold. Of beaten work you shall make them, at the two ends of the expiation cover." The cherubim signify God's glory. The cherubim on the expiation cover indicate that Christ expresses God's glory, that God's glory shines out from Him. The cherubim were on the cover, and the cover is Christ. This means that the glory of God shines out of Christ and upon Christ. The blood shed on the altar for atonement was brought into the Holy of Holies and sprinkled on the lid of the ark, the expiation cover. Through the sprinkling of the blood, the golden lid became red in color. Because of the blood sprinkled on the expiation cover, sinners could have fellowship with the righteous God. Because of the blood of redemption, we today can have fellowship with the righteous God in the glory of Christ. Actually, the lid of the ark is not a mercy seat. It is a propitiatory cover with the shining of Christ's divinity and the redeeming of Christ's humanity as the place where we can meet and speak with our righteous, holy, and glorious God. This place is Jesus Christ Himself, the one who is both God and man. In His humanity, Christ shed His blood to redeem us, and in His divinity, He shines with God's glory. Today, He is for us, the redeeming and shining Christ, as the place where the righteous, holy, and glorious God can meet with fallen sinners. The propitiatory cover is also related to the testimony. The more God meets with us and speaks with us, and the more we meet with God and listen to His speaking, the more of the testimony of God there will be in our experience. The function of the ark of the testimony depends on the cover. Because of the cover on the ark becomes our enjoyment and God's testimony.